You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Anthony Romo stops at the Jack in the Box after picking up his pregnant wife and daughter from the airport. They notice part of their drive-thru order's missing, so Ramos asks the employee, Alonia Ford, for fries. Ford refuses, leading to an argument. Ford starts throwing things at Ramos's car. When Ramos throws the items back, Ford pulls a gun from her pocket and begins firing.
Nancy, the video of the shooting has now been released, and it shows Ford arguing with Ramos for nearly 10 minutes, pulling the gun out of her pocket and putting it back when another employee comes out to try to de-escalate the situation. Thankfully, no one was injured in the shooting. When Ramos saw the gun, he sped off, and the vehicle was not hit.
Jack in the Box's Alonia Ford, now convicted of ag assault. Florida cops pull over a stolen car on the highway, expecting armed thieves to be inside. With guns drawn, they ask everyone inside to get out. Surprise, it's two children, 10 and 11 years old. They tell cops their mom took away their electronics to punish them, so they decided to run away to California. Cops assume the children are not far from home, but then they learn the two little children drove 200 miles plus in just 4 hours they were missing. Mom declines to press charges, but we're sure their sentence at home won't be light. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
In Topeka, Kansas, a 5-year-old child is dead and a 25-year-old homeless man has been charged with her murder and rape. In connection with the slaying of Zoe Felix, Michael Cherry is charged with one count each of capital murder, first-degree murder, and rape. His next court appearance has not been scheduled. He's behind bars in Topeka on a $2 million bond. According to a news release from the Shawnee County Prosecutor's Office, Topeka police arrived at a gas station where firefighters were trying to save Zoe's life. She died a short time later. A hospital medical evaluation uncovered injuries consistent with a sexual assault. The cause of Zoe's death has not been disclosed by the authorities. Two Ohio men have been handed sentences after entering guilty pleas to second-degree murder in the 2017 shooting death of a woman from Southeast Michigan. A prison term of 17 to 26 years was imposed on 30-year-old Shandon Ray Groom of Toledo. After pleading guilty to a felony handgun charge, 37-year-old Timothy Eugene Moore, also of Toledo, received a sentence of 20 to 55 years. 27-year-old Egypt Covington was found dead inside her home in Van Buren Township, roughly 28 miles southeast of Detroit, in June 2017. Groom and Moore were charged with her murder. According to officials, she had been shot in the head and her hands bound with Christmas lights. A man who shot 10 people in a New York City subway car during rush hour, inflicting serious injuries on many of them and setting off a massive manhunt in the city, has been given a life sentence after several of his victims spoke out in anguish and tears about the ongoing trauma they had experienced. For the April 12, 2022 mass shooting on a train headed for Manhattan, 64-year-old Frank James entered a guilty plea to terrorist charges earlier this year. For firing a gun during an act of violence, he was given a sentence on 10 counts and a 10-year sentence on the other. More than a year after the brutal assault in a crowded subway vehicle, three of the victims testified in court about the physical and emotional suffering they still endure. This week marks the beginning of a first-degree murder trial against a former student accused of serving as the getaway driver in an Iowa high school massacre that claimed the lives of two students and injured the program's founder. According to our friends with the Des Moines Register, prosecutors claimed in their opening statements that 20-year-old Bravon Tukes was a crucial player in the shooting's preparation. Tukes is accused of participating in a criminal gang, attempted murder, and two counts of first-degree murder. The shooter, 19-year-old Preston Walls, was found guilty last month of second-degree murder and manslaughter.
Nathaniel Holmes, 17, heads inside school, saying goodbye to mom when she drops him off. But instead of going to his class, he seeks out a friend in a different class. As school already started, the teacher doesn't let the friend out. Nathaniel then leaves school, heads to a nearby park to borrow a cell phone, calling mom to say he's got a ride home and she doesn't need to pick him up. Nathaniel never returns, leaving all his belongings at home, including his wallet. Colorado cops assume he's run away and will come home soon, but no one has heard from Nathaniel in nearly 6 years. There's a $50,000 reward for info leading to the discovery of Nathaniel Holmes. If you know anything about Nathaniel Holmes, contact Westminster PD 303-658-4260. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.